because you're first me. I love you, 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 because you're first.
I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because you're first, Lord.
I love you, I love you, Lord. I love you.
I love you. Because you fall.
Lord,
because you're far.
Father, we give you the praise tonight. We love you, Lord, because you first loved us. Father, let your love be confirmed in our lives tonight. Blessed be your name. Jesus' precious name. Let not one person live here the same. In Jesus' precious name. Take your seat and lift your right hand up 1 minute. Your right hand. Please be seated. And just lift up your right hand, still in the attitude of worship, for 2 or 3 more minutes.
Because you're first, love. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love. I love you, love. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. Because you
right, and I'm praying this prayer for a minute.
Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Get your right hand 1 minute. Shut up. Open your mouth and pray in the spirit for the next 1 minute and just ask him to establish your feet on higher ground. I can't remain where I am. Yabagada galaga yagada galaga yada. Le peperete seke banaga yala.
Higher ground, higher ground, higher ground. Le parata sata la banagaya la la. Le peperete sida ya balaba.
Something just happened. Something just happened. Somebody's level just shifted. Spiritual level shift. Career level shift.
Destiny level shift. Ay, 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 ay. Marital level, financial level. Just a shift everywhere. Le paraya. Lord, lead me up.
Blessed be your name. Honor to your name. Thank you for the shift. Wave your hands and give him the praise, people. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. Give him the praise. And give him a shout of victory. Father, we thank you. Take your seat, please, in the presence of the Lord. John chapter 3, verse 14. We know that we have passed from death unto life. Because we love the brethren, he that loveth not his brother abideth in death. I speak life over someone. Whatever death the enemy organized for you or your loved ones, it's returned back to that devil. It's returned back to that hell. In Jesus' name. Please be seated. It is the preservation power of love. The preservation power of love. In this month, we shall be extensively looking at the character of love for supernatural shift. And we'll talk extensively about that on Sunday. But for this preservation service, it is the preservation power of love. Look at it again, that scripture. And that was, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. He that loveth not his brother is very close to death. Abideth, he dwells, he lives in death. Three things we'll establish before we go. First, that the way of love is the escape route, or rather, is a way of escape from the trap of death. The way of love is a way of escape from the trap of death. We also saw, second, that the way of hate is the way of death. He that hateth his brother abideth in death. The way of hate is the way of death. And it goes without saying, thirdly, it's equal, I mean, it's straightforward equation, that the way of love is the way of life. The way of love is the way of life. God so loved that he gave, that whosoever believeth may have life. The way of love is the way of life. I am going to give three examples of how love secured the lives of people. The third example will be an example where we will center on majorly. Our example number one is the example of the woman called Dorcas. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 9, verse 36, the Bible said, And now there was at Joppa a certain disciple named Tabitha, which by interpretation is Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and alms deeds, which she did. And it came to pass in those days that she was sick and died, whom when they had washed, they laid her in an upper chamber. And because Lydda was nigh Joppa, the disciples heard that Peter was there. So they sent to him two men, desiring that he would not delay to come to them. Then Peter arose and went. Then when he was come, they brought him into the upper chamber. And all the widows stood now by him weeping and showing the coats and the garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. In other words, Peter, if there is no reason why this woman must leave, look at what she has done. Who will take care of this widow? Who will take care of this orphan? Who will take care of this poor person if this woman is allowed to die? Peter put them forth, kneeled down and prayed. Turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes. And when she saw Peter, she sat up. And he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and who? The widows, he handed her over to them. This woman that you said took care of all of you and is not permitted to die, take her. Let her continue her assignment. Dorcas would have died and gone for good. Dorcas died, but lived again by the power of love. Died and lived again by the power of love. Example number two, Paul the apostle was stoned to death, but he was surrounded by people whom he had loved and impacted. They surrounded him back with that love. He jacked up back to life. Acts chapter 14, verse 19 to verse 20. The preservation power of love. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium who persuaded the people. And having stoned Paul, they drew him out of the city, assuming, concluding that he had died. How be it? As the disciples stood round about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day, he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. Who were the people who surrounded Paul? Those into whose lives he had poured himself. Those he had touched. Those he had loved. Those he had impacted. They returned that love back. When he couldn't help himself, he jerked back to life by the power of love. When you play with hatred, you play with death. When you play with bitterness, unforgiveness, you are hanging around disaster. One day, a man came to my office. This may be close to about 17 years ago. In fact, about 20 years ago, my office was still in the basement where the school is now in Area 1 Church. He said, please pray for us. This is the third child they were about to bury. What is happening? He said their house is like war zone. He said the most rebellious woman you have ever married is this woman.
And the woman said the same about him. It was a war zone. House was a war zone. The devil was having a field day. Death was rampaging. I prayed my heart out for that little girl. I prayed my heart out. Body was warm. It looks like there was breath in the system. I did it. Yet it didn't live. By the power of hatred, bitterness, unforgiveness, intractable, unresolvable quarrel. Take your seat. That will never be your portion. Last week, during the International Ministers Flaming Fire Conference, is our third example. David was almost killed by one of the sons of the giants. But he was preserved alive by one of those he raised in love. 2 Samuel chapter 21, verse 15 to 17. He was almost killed. The giant killer was almost killed by a giant. The warrior almost became a victim. The brutal, rugged, reckless general almost became chicken in front of the hands of the enemy. Because no matter how strong you are, there may be times where you need the strength of others to survive. Did you hear what I just said? No matter how strong you are, there may be times where you need the strength of others to survive. Paul the apostle said, pray for us. And I say all the time, no matter how wise you are, you can never see the back of your head. Somebody needs to see it for you. You will never be able to. Somebody needs to see it for you. That was David, the brutal guy. Now, 2 Samuel chapter 21 and in verse 15 to 17. Moreover, the Philistines had yet war again with Israel. And David went down and his servants with him and fought against the Philistines. And David waxed faint, that is, he was weary. And Ish-bi-benob, which was one of the sons of the giant, the weight of whose spear weighed 300 shekels of brass in weight. That is his bulletproof. Being guarded with a new sword, brand new GPMG. He thought to have finished David. But Abishai, the son of Zeruiah, he helped David and smote the Philistine, killed him. Then the men of David swear to him, saying, you shall not go anymore out with us to battle, so that you don't quench the light of Israel. You are valuable to us. These were among those that David raised. People that were battered, scattered, shattered, that he raised. One of them defended him. And somebody's asking, is that how David was? Yes. David was a man passionately in love with God and compassionately disposed towards humanity. Passionate, and I'd like you to see that balance. There are people who claim to love God. They fast and pray. They do all manner of night visions and everything, but they don't have time for people. They have no compassion. David was passionately in love with God and compassionately disposed towards fellow man. I'll show you a few of them. In 2 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17, David delivered the whole Israel from the hand of a giant at the risk of his life. 1 Samuel 17, 26, David came to the field, and David spake unto the men that stood by him, saying, what shall be done to the man that killeth this Philistine and taketh away the reproach from Israel? For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God. The people of my God are about to be wasted. Will I stand here and watch it? I better die. I better die. I better die than watch this uncircumcised Philistine mess up the people of my God. That was the kind of man David was. That was the kind of man David was. I give you another example. David was the man who heard that a town was in distress. In 1 Samuel chapter 23 and in verse 1, that town was called the town of Keilah. Then they told David, saying, behold, the Philistines fight against Keilah and they rob the threshing floors. These were like terrorists robbing and killing. And David inquired of the Lord, shall I go? Long story made short, he went there. He was not the chief of general staff. He was not the chief of defense staff. He was not the chief of army staff. He was not the commander-in-chief of the army of Israel. Saul was king. He was just an individual on the run for his own life. Hearing that a place was under fire, he said, Lord, can I be here and these people are killed like this? I better go. You know, we live in a generation where everybody is trying to save his head. David was not the kind of man that will at all try to save his head. He is going to save others. Even if it cost him his blood, he must save others. It reminds me of what happened one day. We're traveling on the road and we saw a taxi driver harassing a girl on the road. We're coming at him from Kaduna also. And he threw the girl's granite and I think banana, threw it away. And the girl was pursuing the taxi. The taxi was running. So our people, our vehicle, we ran and double-crossed the man and said, stop. What did that girl do to you? We don't know her from anywhere. What are you trying to do? He said, oh, the girl entered the taxi and they told her the taxi fare and she refused to pay, that she didn't have money. Later on, we found out that the girl was the one who looked for trouble. Long story made short, we rescued her banana and her granite and paid the taxi driver the taxi fare that she refused to pay and went her way. Taxi driver went her way. The girl went her way. The man even said, don't bother anymore. Because you stop for this matter is enough. If we see her now, we won't know her from anywhere. But it wasn't possible. My spirit wouldn't be at rest to go like that. That was David. One day, take your seat. I give you another example. One day, David was confronted and the Amalekites hit him in Ziklag. 1 Samuel chapter 30 from verse 1. And they had taken wives and taken children and taken everybody. And David was pursuing them to recover his two wives and recover all the things they took. And along the road, David met a man in problem. Verse 11. He met a man and they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread and he did eat. And they made him to drink water and they gave him a cake of figs, two clusters of raisins. When he had eaten, his spirit came again to him. For the man has not eaten bread nor drunk any water 3 days and 3 nights. No water, no food. Sick, lying on the floor. Later on, he told them the story that he's a servant of the Amalekite, the people that hit David's people, and that they hit Ziklag a few days ago, and he fell sick and his master abandoned him. Now, can you imagine? In today's language, they said, people kidnapped some people and kidnapped and stole another and they told you and you are running after them and you still have the time to stop on the road. You don't know whether they are about to kill your wife or whoever and you still stop on the road to attend to somebody who is dying on the road. That is the difference between truly spiritual people and ordinary religious people. That is the difference. That is the difference. That is why God called David the man after my heart. The man after my own heart. David stopped on the road. I'm talking about the preservation power of love. I'm going somewhere. Then you see another example. David gathered how many area boys? 400. 1 Samuel 22:2. The Bible said, and everyone that was in distress, everyone that was in debt, everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. And he became a captain unto them. And they were with him about 400 men. That is futureless people. People without futureless, hopeless, helpless. People who don't care whether they die or they live. People that death could kill any day. David gathered them, took care of them. And this is the same David that Saul has been pursuing. He took care of them and raised them up. And no wonder this David died in good old age. Look at 1 Chronicles 29, verse 26 to 28. 1 Chronicles 29, 26 to 28. This is what he said. Thus David, the son of Jesse, reigned over all Israel. And the time that he reigned over Israel was 40 years. 7 years reigned he in Hebron. And 33 years he reigned in Jerusalem. He died in good old age, full of days, full of riches, full of honor. And Solomon, his son, reigned in his stead. Good old age. When we say so, David died in good old age, you need to understand what he went through to end in old age. There are many who will not go through 1/10 of it and die in young age. And I will show you some of the things. This was despite confronting lions and bears. One, as a teenager. In 1 Samuel chapter 17 verse 34. David said he was keeping his father's sheep. A lion will come. A bear will come. And he will pursue the lion. Have you ever seen where a human being say, I ran after lion? The testimony is that you met lion. Lion didn't kill you. You came home alive. That was not David's testimony. His testimony was, the lion came, took the lamp. I ran after the lion. Smote it, killed it, and pulled the meat out of the lion's mouth. Age 17, SS2. All from 5 is our time. That was the man. Having encountered lion at age 17, he died old. That's number 2. Despite facing a war champion by the name Goliath, a man who had never lost a war. The Bible said he was a champion of war from his youth. David faced him and faced him out. F-A-C-E. Face. P-H-A-S-E. Face out. That was despite serving under a schizophrenic, psychotic, insane, manic, depressive, melancholic, neurotic leader by the name Saul. He was serving under a madman with murderous tendencies. The man threw him javelin to pin him to the wall. Bible said David escaped not twice. 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 11. Who will pass through a thing like this? And Saul cast the javelin, for he said, I will smite David even to the wall with it. And David avoided out of his presence twice. This is the first record of it. A mad, murderous king. He survived him. That is, despite having to pay. When Saul realized that he couldn't pin David to the wall, and before David killed Goliath, Saul has promised the whole Israel that whoever killed Goliath will marry the daughter of the king. The king will make his father's house free in Israel. I thought you remember. And all that. After David killed Goliath and David became popular, Saul became envious. He gave him Michal initially, but retrieved Michal and gave him to another person. No, yes. And Saul and David said, I need my wife. Saul said, you need your wife? Circumcise 100 Philistines and bring their foreskin. Mature, is it easy to circumcise, baby? Not to talk of matured adult. You know they are uncircumcised. Circumcise 100 Philistines and bring their foreskin. That is your dowry. The Bible said he said so he could endanger his life. He said he wanted David to die in the hands of his enemies. 1 Kings chapter 18, Samuel chapter 18, verse 25. I wanted to let you see the hazards. And Saul said, thus shall you say to David, the king desireth not any dowry, but 100 foreskins of the Philistines to be avenged of the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. Let pay me that kind of dowry. He thought David will backslide and say, okay, I'm not interested again. For where? Say, you want me to show you I'm not chicken. Look at that. Next verse. And when his servants told David this was, it pleased David. Say, circumcise the Philistine and bring me his foreskin. Is that all? I thought the prize was more than that. Please thank him for me. Tell him I'll see him tomorrow. It pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law, and the days were not expired. Wherefore David arose and went, and he and his men, and slew 100 Philistines. Double for his trouble. 200 men. And David brought their foreskin. That is 200 foreskins instead of 100. And they gave them in full tale to the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law. King weak. King said, take. Anyone who wishes for your death before your time will never see your death. Lift your hands and your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill my days. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. I am telling you the kind of hazards David passed through, yet lived, died in good old age, with riches, with honor. That was despite fighting 66 battles, losing none. Despite having two children from his womb that rose against him. Few people can survive external adversary, but not many can survive internal adversary. People survive enemies without, but few survive enemies within. His firstborn son, Adonijah, the son of Haggith, rose up first. Rose up next. Second, another son, Absalom, rose up. All against their father. In Absalom's case, Joab, chief of army staff, teamed up with Adonijah. With Adonijah, the son of Haggith, to overthrow his father. David survived it. to a point where when they say Absalom died, you say, oh, I wish I was the one who died in his place. He was still loving the rebellious boy, even in his death. Despite, that is, despite almost being handed over to Saul by people he delivered. 1 Samuel 23, 1 to 10, where we just read. By people he delivered. People he delivered. How many people could pass, could go through this kind of hazards? The only equivalent of this kind of hazard is the case, is Paul the Apostle in the New Testament that went through water, went through all manner, they stoned him, all manner. That's the equivalent of what David passed through. And yet, he survived. Good old age, wealth, riches, honor by passionate love for Jehovah and compassionate disposition towards humanity. Very, very quickly, what is the power? What is the preservation power of love? What is the preservation power of love? Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. He says, set me as a seal upon your heart, as a seal upon your arm. For love is strong as death. What is the meaning? Number one, love is equal to the task of death. Love is equal. That is, death can't beat love. Love is equal to the task of death. He said love is strong as death. It's equal to the task of death and destruction. Love is as strong as death. Love can tackle death. Love tackled death in the life of Dorcas. Love tackled death in the life of Paul the Apostle. Love tackled premature death and demonic traps. Many, many, many traps in the life of David. Love is equal to the task of death and destruction. Number two, 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8. He said, above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity cover the multitude of sins. Next verse. Charity cover the multitude of sins. Use hospitality one to another without grudging. What is the meaning? Love covers the faults of God's people and their consequences. The faults of God's people and their consequences. That is, there are mistakes, missteps, whatever the enemy wants to legally use to trap you or to delete you before your time. And God will say, no, remember this man did this. Remember that man did this. Remember, first of all, I sent my son to cover him and to assist him. And remember that it was that remembrance that brought Dorcas back to life. That remembrance. Right? Love covers. Use hospitality. Love covers. Mistakes, missteps. I'm not talking of deliberate errors. I'm not talking of living dangerously and trusting God to help you. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about the devil who is an accuser trying to bring things here and there. And the Lord said, no, I loved him. I sent his son. And I've seen her display and him display compassion and passion and mercy towards others. This consequence is covered. Am I communicating at all? Number three, to walk in mercy for others, to walk in love and mercy for others is to attract the mercy of God. To walk in love and mercy for others is to attract the mercy of God. In 2 Samuel chapter 22 and in verse 26. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and in verse 26 said, with the merciful, thou will show yourself merciful. And with the upright man, thou will show yourself upright. It's repeated verbatim in Psalm 18 verse 25. Psalm 18 verse 25. With the merciful, thou will show yourself merciful. And with an upright man, you will show yourself upright. He said, if you know how to be merciful, if you know how to show mercy, when it is time for you to be true, when you are face to face with a judgment you deserve, the mercy will speak on your behalf. Am I communicating at all? With the merciful, that will show you. That is why those who don't know how to show pity on others and don't know how to care for people, when they are confronted with issues that will collapse them, it will collapse them without mercy. Am I communicating? I'll show you a passage in James, who read it last week. He said, those that have shown judgment without mercy will reap judgment without mercy. Something like that. I'll show it to you shortly. With the merciful, thou will show yourself merciful. If that is why I say, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. That is to say, if what the other person did against you is too serious in your eyes, then what you have done against God is serious in God's eyes. With the merciful, thou will show yourself merciful. If what the person has done cannot leave your heart, then what you have done cannot leave God's heart. If you don't know how to show kindness, then never expect kindness. To walk in mercy is, and what is the implication of that? Mercy is the escape from disaster and destruction. Mercy is the escape route from disaster and destruction. Psalm 136, all the way from verse 1 to the end, it shows us. Give thanks to the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever. To him alone who doeth great wonders, for his mercy endureth forever. To him that by wisdom made the heavens, for his mercy endureth forever. Go on. Go on, keep going. Yes, keep going. The sun to rule by day, for his mercy endureth forever. Go on, keep on going. To him that smote Egypt in their firstborn, for his mercy endureth forever. And brought Israel out from among them, for his mercy endureth forever. With a strong hand and with a stretched out arm, for his mercy endureth forever. This is the point. If you are merciful, God shows you mercy. And if God shows you mercy, he delivers you from the wrath of your enemies. Mercy delivers from the anger of the enemies. Mercy delivers from the wrath, the bitterness of the adversary. Somebody lift your hands and say, Father, I receive your mercy. Today, I receive your mercy. Today, I receive your mercy. Now look at James chapter 2 verse 13. He said, for he shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. Is that straightforward? He shall have judgment without mercy that has showed no mercy. He shall have judgment without mercy. That is why catching terrorists and then talking about anything is an error. It's a gross error. They kill and they are ready to be killed. They love death. They should be given what they love. It's an error. It's a great error. He shall have judgment without mercy that has shown no mercy. That has showed no mercy. To walk in love and mercy for others is to attract the mercy of God. And finally, number 4, love is doorway to life. 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 We read it already in 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. He said, we escape. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. Walking in love is walking in life. Dwelling in love is dwelling in life. I have three counsels this evening, September 2nd, 2020. Number one, walk in genuine and passionate love for God. Don't fake it. Be real. Walk in genuine and passionate love for God. Don't fake it. Be real. Let him occupy the place in your heart that nothing and no one occupies. I'm still continuing. Let God occupy a place in your heart that nothing and no one occupies. That was how David lived. Not fashion, not money, not the pursuit of money, not a man, not a woman occupies the place in your heart that God occupies. Psalm 27, verse 4, all the way to verse 5. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. One thing. And that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord. I am just after God. Other things are after me. You are all I want. You are all I want. Jesus, you are all I want. You satisfy my needs, supply. My Jesus, you are all I want. You are all I want. You are all I want. Jesus, you are all I want. You satisfy my Jesus, you're all I want. You're all I want. You're all I want. My Jesus, you're all I want. You satisfy my Jesus, you're all I want. You satisfy my needs above. My Jesus, you're all I want. You satisfy. Jesus, you are all I want. Don't be fake. Be real. Number two, walk in sacrificial, practical love towards the brethren in particular. And mankind in general. Walk in sacrificial, practical love. Sacrificial, practical love towards the brethren. In particular, and humanity in general. Practical, sacrificial. 1 John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. 1 John 3, he said, hereby perceive we the love of God, because he laid down his life for us, And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. That's the sacrifice. He laid down his life for us. We lay down our life for the brethren. But whoso has this world's good and seeth his brother have need and shutteth up his bowels of compassion from him, how dwelleth the love of God in him? You see your brother in need. You shut your bowel. It's sacrificial. It's compassionate. Recently, I spoke with one man, we're friends, about 26, 27 years ago. He was doing well and all that, and all suddenly grounded to zero. In many ways, had challenges here and there. So I spoke with him, and he came. Stayed in our house. We prayed, shared fellowship and all that and all that. And the first day I met him, the Lord said, assist him with mobility. And so I asked him, I said, how did you come? He said, oh, he came by public transport. Really? What of your car? I mean, this is someone who had cars. And now you came by public transport. All right. And before, within the days he stayed, within 5 days, we worked out some mobility for him. It's a ministry as well. Worked out mobility for him. And on the day I was to hand over the key to him, he said, can you please assist? There I have some requests to make. Number one, assist me with this. Number two, assist me with that. And then he mentioned the mobility. I said, oh, no, you shouldn't have mentioned that one. You shouldn't have mentioned it. Okay? Just relax. And then he got a mobility, a good one. The one that is a bit up from the ground. And he was shocked. And I said, this is a lesson to show to you that there are things you want to ask God, he already knows. And he uses men. He already showed me what to do, so you didn't need to ask for it. Let that be a lesson for another time. So that you just wait on God and let God do his thing. And that's a lesson for every one of us here. Just let God do his thing. So that, because if you ask a man, it is as if it's the man doing it for you. But if God asks the person to do it, it's better that way. Am I communicating? You know, and he hasn't recovered from it. He has not recovered from it. His wife, his children, everyone, nobody recovered. You don't see situations like that and it's a prayer point. One day a woman came to me and said, the father of this child is dead. Was just in primary 6, I think in Garaki Secondary Primary School. Father is dead. I just came for you to pray for me so that my business can prosper. So I can assist this child go through school. I said, the prayer point, that prayer has been answered. That particular prayer is answered. Do you have another prayer point? If it is prayer for this child's school, it is answered. Every time it is school time, let us know the school fees. To any level, that one is answered. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now, there are some of us, you can do something about the situation, but you are still joining agreement prayer. Yeah, you can do something about what the problem of that person is. Let me agree with you. Lord, please answer this sister. Give her a new cloth. Give her, and you have shoes you are not wearing. You have clothing. Let it be. He said, if you have this world's goods and you shut out your bowel of compassion when your brother, your sister is in need, how do you confirm that the love of God dwells in you? And that leads me to point number 3, which is the final. Embark on good deeds. That will cause you to be remembered in your time of need. Let your deeds of love, that's dash now, let your deeds of love speak for you in your time of need. There are people, they have nothing to be remembered for at all. Embark upon good deeds that will cause you to be remembered in your time of need. Let your deeds of love speak for you in your time of need. That was what spoke for Dorcas in Acts chapter 9, verse 35 all the way to verse 37. That was what spoke for Dorcas. This is what she did. And she's in need now, in need of life, in need of resurrection. And he spoke for her. Psalm 20 verse 1. The Lord hear you in the day of trouble. Somebody say amen. The name of the God of Jacob defend you. Somebody say amen. May God send you help from the sanctuary. Somebody say amen. Stand on your feet and say amen. May he strengthen you out of Zion. See the key. See the key in verse 3. Read it, everybody. Remember all your offerings and accept. Did you see that? Remain standing. God sending you help in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defending you is tied to his remembrance of what you did. Sacrifices for his kingdom. Sacrifices for the lives of others. That is why some people wonder and they think as if is God partial? This person had this challenge, God quickly delivered him or her. This other person, but why? They say in vernacular here that to eat alone is to die alone. It may have a negative meaning. But all truths are, everything is parallel. If you face yourself, you end just by yourself. Am I communicating? I don't have money. I don't have anything. Start from where you are. Start from where you are. You can love with your word. You can give a life-saving counsel. You can give an encouragement, a consolation. Where you don't have anything to do physically. Just live in a world that is beyond yourself. And the message I preached on Friday, invest in people. If you were not here, face your front. Camp with God. Choose your company. Be your best. Invest. 5 things that invest in people. Maybe you look at it again because this message is all around it. And I want us to start from where we are. Beloved, it youngifies you. It youthifies you. You are healthy. You are strong like stone. You don't have a concern in this world. Let your wife feel it. Let your children feel it. Let everybody around you feel it. Let your friends feel it. Let your loved ones feel it. Be upstanding. Am I communicating? I said some time ago to my children, I said, anything you think I have that you need, let me know. Why did I say so? I said so because we human beings go to God and he doesn't tell us, why are you asking for this kind of thing? And the man is meant to be the reflection of God the Father to his household. In love, in affection, in everything. If you know I have it and you need it, don't struggle to come for it. There are children who weep when it is time to collect school fees. How will they face their father? Because he becomes a lion. When he was giving birth to them, no problem. The process that led to the giving birth to the children, no challenge. But now, he's a lion, a terror. Wife is clothing herself in husband's house. He's fending for herself. What a misman. He doesn't know the source of how this woman is faring for her life. You are busy enjoying your life. I better trek than to drive. And my wife is looking for keke napep to clap. I better trek. Me.
Hallelujah.
That is the raw truth. How in the dream, if between two of us, somebody has to trek. The woman, the Bible said, they are weaker vessel. The man is meant to protect and cover. It's meant to defend. We are in for something this month. Oh. The other day I told my daughter, I said, this skirt you are wearing is so elegant and so regal and royal. How much does it take for us to get more of it? You say, Daddy, you want us to get more of it? It is done. That is, feel free, feel at home. And even though we have said that, that privilege has not been abused. Nobody has come and said, I need aeroplane. It has never been abused even in the dream. Am I communicating? It has not been abused. Because there are some people, you can't give them such opportunity. You will regret the statement. Praise the Lord. And I want us to start the process. Give somebody a reason to believe that good people still exist. Give wife a reason to believe that there are still men that are good husbands. Give husband reason to believe that there are wives that are still good wives. Give parents reason to believe that there are children that are good children. Obedient, respectful children. This is practical. And as we step into the process, you shall see the result. Well, since this is evening mass, I have to summarize now. Lift up your hands and let us appreciate God. Lift up your hands and let's appreciate God. Let's honor Him. Let's adore Him. Let's worship Him. Let's glorify Him. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Ancient of Days, Lily of the Valley, Rose of Sharon, Jehovah Mekadesh, Jehovah Keren Yesha. We love you. We honor you. We adore you. Yes, Lord. Mahashada Galayada Hasa. Meke zurita kaza galaya da galala hashto. Leperete seke de galaya da galala hashto. Father, we give you the praise. 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 We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the adoration. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' precious name. Lift up your two hands everywhere you are and say after me, say, Father. Say it louder. Say, Father, thank you for your word to my life tonight. I receive the grace to walk the way of love. Say it louder. Say, Father, thank you for your word to me tonight. I receive the grace to walk the way of love. I receive that grace now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Shaka Precious name. In a short while, we shall be taking the communion. Jesus is love personified.
I'm in love with you, the love personified.
He's the love personified. We take his body, we take his blood tonight in love. But before then, yesterday was the first day of the month, and we made some declarations. I would like to recount some of them to you. First of all, the number 9. It stands for fullness of time. It stands for time of life. God always said in scripture, at the time of life, I will return. Genesis chapter 18 verse 10. And then Genesis chapter 18 verse 14. He told Sarah, as the time of life, Abraham, I will return and Sarah shall have a child. In 2 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 16. Also, Elisha spoke to the Shunammite woman, about this time, according to the time of life, you shall embrace a son. It is time of life. 9 months. And now we are in that 9 months. I'm sure, I thought that the ICT had the declarations on the screen so that I can read it out to you. But the meaning of that to you, number one, is this 9 months, which is the time of life according to scripture, anything that needs life is coming alive this month. The purpose of God that this year is pregnant with in your life, in our nation, and in our families, that purpose shall be delivered. If you are saying amen, say louder, amen. That expectation that has been delayed, that the year is pregnant with, that expectation shall come to pass. Lift up your hands and say, Father, in this 9 month, in this ninth month, in the name of Jesus, I receive supernatural deliveries of divine purpose, divine plan, divine program for my life, for my family, for the church, for our nation. Divine purpose, divine program, divine agenda. Father, we ask for the delivery of your purpose now. Open your mouth and pray. I ask for the delivery of your purpose. 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 In Jesus' precious name. The ninth hour in Acts chapter 3 verse 1 to 10 was the hour of power. When Peter went to the temple at the ninth hour, that was when the cripple arose. This month, you shall be ushered into a season of power explosion. Miracle explosion. Age-long adversities, age-long calamities, what has worked against you now? That man was crippled from birth, but at the hour of power, the ninth hour, something erupted. Something shall erupt in your life today. Lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this ninth hour, in this ninth month, I make demand on your miracle, power, explosion to dissolve long-standing, adversities, calamities in my life, in my family, in our nation, in the church. Father, I connect with power for miracle, explosion to dissolve age-long afflictions and adversities. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. I connect with power for miracle explosion to dissolve age long afflictions and adversities. In Jesus' precious name. Finally, the ninth hour is the hour where Cornelius had the angel visit. His hour is our season of drastic encounters, the diverse visitations that open the door to God's purpose for your life. Lift your voice and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, in this season, in this ninth hour, I make demands on strange visitations, drastic encounters that will open the door of your purpose in my life, in the church, in our nation. Give us a visitation in this season, in this 9 hour, in this 9 months. We receive it now. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13. And lead us not into temptation. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever and ever. Father, every enemy trap set for us this month, scatter it. Lift your hands and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask today in your presence that every enemy's trap set for me and my family, for the church of Jesus in Nigeria, for this church, Dunamis, every enemy trap set for Nigeria as a nation, by your power, by your anointing, be dissolved, be broken, be scattered. Now, open your mouth and pray. Every enemy trap. Every enemy trap. Leparana gayadala yala hashta. Leperete kesuna managayala la hashta. Leperete sika lama nagayala la hashta. Repada gazagadaga la gayagadaga la gayala yamadu hosha. Rapadaga la gadaga 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 la Jesus, precious name, lift up your hands and give him the praise, give him the honor, give him the adoration. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Everywhere you are tonight, you need to hand over your life to Jesus. You want Jesus to be your life, to rule your life, to reign your life. Please be upstanding. Anywhere you are tonight, you want to make your ways right with Jesus. You want today to mark a new day. Pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and quickly rush to the front and let us pray for you. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today, Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. Quickly, and the communion will take their positions. I'll give you the count of seven. Now we can take our seats. One.
I give you my soul. I live for you, Lord.
Every breath that I take, every moment I'm away.
Your will,
keep coming. Everywhere you are, you need to hand over your life to Jesus. Carry your Bibles and your bags and come forward. One. Two.
I live for you, Lord.
We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Place your right hand on your chest, all of you standing out there. Pray this prayer with me and say, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Help me, Lord, to live for you, to do your will. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Amen. John chapter 6, verse 54. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Now you are about to receive his life, his love life by which he gave himself for the sins of the world. He loved and loved and loved and loved until he loved himself to the cross. He loved the world to the cross. Feeling for others. Passion for God. Compassion for the others. It's coming upon you. And that love is going to be a seal of your preservation. You say, Lord, this is your tonic of love. And this tonic of love is your seal. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6. Set me as a seal on your heart, for love is strong like that. I declare today, every force of death looking for you, be swallowed up by the power of the blood of Jesus. Swallowed up by the power of the blood of Jesus. The Bible said, We overcome the devil, Satan the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Every death organized for you, planned for you, planned for your family, planned for your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your children, and your loved ones, by the power of the blood of Jesus, it is broken, is scattered, is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, every plot of the enemy against the body of Christ in Nigeria, global, and against this body of believers, this church, by the power of the blood, and every single member of this church, by the power of this blood, of the blood of Jesus, that plan is canceled. That plan is frustrated. That plan is nullified. That plan is neutralized in the name of Jesus. Anything inside your system that my Father in heaven has not planted, whatever they gave you to drink in the dream or eat in the night that is troubling your body, any injection they put in your body, or relationship in the dream, spirit wife or spirit husband that injected something into your system, by the power of the blood of Jesus, it is flushed out of your system in the name of Jesus. Every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every witchcraft curse in your body, around your life, is deleted, is canceled. Every disease in your blood, hepatitis, HIV, sickle cell anemia, diabetes, hypertension, anything at all that the blood can influence, by the power of the blood of Jesus, it is flushed out. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of poverty, empty-handedness, wretchedness. The Bible said, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, to receive riches, to receive wisdom, to receive strength, to receive honor, to receive glory and blessedness. The blood was already came to handle your wretchedness, to handle your shame, to handle your disgrace, to handle ignominy. Everything Jesus died to receive for you that is still not present in your life, or the opposite of them is present, by the power of the blood of Jesus, it is flushed out. Help out there. Power is everywhere. Managa, yeah. Delay to get married is arrested. Delay to bring forth children is arrested. Finances tied down are released. Before this week is over, you shall testify. So receive this communion for your preservation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I declare immediate testimony in Jesus' name. Go ahead. Take it with prayers. You can take your seat if you wanted to. Those in the front, remain 1 minute.
My eyes have seen, my ears have heard, my mouth shall tell goodness of God. My eyes have seen, my ears have heard.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Stretch your two hands in front of you. The spirit of scarcity shall not locate you this month. I declare harvest shall look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In Jesus' precious name. Honor God with the offerings, tithes, pledges, and then we'll take the oil of preservation after that. You take the bowl of oil for preservation. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver and let the hands lifted never drop to bear. As we release to you what you have given to us first, multiply harvest back to every giver in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and release your offering. Be upstanding everywhere you are. This oil tonight is your seal of preservation. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, "Touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm." By the reason of this anointing tonight, you are declared untouchable. You are declared unharmable. You are declared unharassable. You are declared indestructible. The Holy Spirit, who sheds the love of God abroad in our heart, according to Romans chapter 5, and in verse 5, he said, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost." That same Holy Ghost is what is released, who is released upon our lives when the anointing is poured, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. "And Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward." And so I believe that by the release of this oil, a fresh wave of love operation begins to flow through your heart, as well as a new dimension of preservation. Any devil looking for your life and the life of your children and the life of your family shall look for their death. In the name of Jesus, whoever will not let you rest shall be laid to rest. In the name of Jesus. Father, give us a testimony. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Fresh seal of holy passion. for God and compassion for people and seal of preservation. When they fly across where you are at night, they shall see fire. When they invoke your name in their mirror and in their water, they shall see fire. In the name of Jesus, you cannot be cut short before your time. Thank you, Master. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Shout the loudest amen. Take a little of that oil in your hand now. Like this.
Madunile nasi ebube. Ebube Jehovah maramao. Madunile nasi ebube. Ebube Jehovah maramao.
Everybody testifies.
You are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good.
Everybody testifies.
You are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good.
Get your hand up.
Everybody testifies. You are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good.
Everybody testifies.
You are good.
You are good, Jehovah.
You are good.
Let it out. Shakopakata. Any mark on your head that is a mark for death or destruction, or a mark of disfavor or rejection, by the anointing tonight, it is deleted. It is deleted. Every dullness of mentality, every closed mind. Now, the Lord showed me that somebody's ears are opening spiritually. You are looking for direction. You are looking for direction. It's coming right now. And somebody's right knee has been healed by the power of God. Receive that seal at the count of seven. You place the hand on your head and scream fire. Lift it high. And then you'll be free to move after that. All those who are in Dunamis for the first time, quickly step to the front and let's receive you. Today's your first time in Dunamis Church. Please, let's begin full blast evangelism. Passion for God, compassion for people, and get them here on Sunday and let us experience the presence and the power of God. Lift the hand up. At the count of seven, you plant it on your forehead and scream the fire at the top of your voice. Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire fall. Let the fire flow. Let the fire fall. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. All right, people are running. Please, as you come forward, you carry your bag. If you are here for the first time, you are coming forward, carry your bags, carry your Bibles, and everything you came to church with. All right, lift your hands. Quickly, quickly.
Lay your hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh, Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands upon me. Lay your hands on me, oh Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands. Lift your hands at the count of seven. You plant it on your head and scream fire. Father, let the fire fall in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7.
Receive the seed. With your testimonies and return back with your testimonies. The Lord bless you and keep you. Cause his face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Spirit be and abide with us now forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy follows you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. It is our year 2020. And it's our year of what? Supernatural shift. And what kind of shift is it? It is drastic and dramatic and dimensional. It is what? Drastic.